This is Upstate's HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen here with you. More than 60% of adults in the United States are overweight or obese. And obese persons are more likely to be ill than those who are not. Obesity presents challenges to physicians and patients and also has a negative impact on their health status. In addition, these patients present some special challenges to the healthcare workers who care for them. We'll hear with more on this as registered nurse Casey Hammerly. She's the program coordinator for the bariatric surgery program at Upstate Medical University. Welcome, Casey. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
So the numbers of overweight and obese patients has really grown, I guess, in the last several decades. Tell us a little bit more about that.
It has. Across the United States, we have been faced with what some people have termed an obesity epidemic. It is prevalent both in adults as well as children. And this is really interesting to see from the CDC standpoint. The country continues to get heavier and heavier and heavier.
And obviously, there's a lot of issues that go along with that. What are some of the specific health problems that people who are overweight face? There's been a lot of talk about increased diabetes. Tell us more about that.
We see people who come to healthcare who are overweight. They bring with them comorbid conditions, which are health conditions that their obesity directly affects. Things like obstructive sleep apnea, diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, degenerative joint disease. These are all diseases that the obesity really makes worse, and people struggle more with
these. And in some cases, is it actually the cause? In other words, the fact that somebody is morbidly obese is the cause of their diabetes?
That is being debated right now on a national level, but yes, there is scientific proof right now that we're kind of unsure which comes first. Does the type 2 diabetes cause someone to become obese, or does the obese person then become a type 2 diabetic?
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it sounds to me like this is, as you mentioned, potentially an epidemic, and everyone's trying to literally get their arms around this to try to figure out how to prevent some of this. But nevertheless, with the fact that two-thirds of Americans are facing this problem, what special challenges are the healthcare workers faced with when caring for an obese patient?
Being a nurse, my answer to that question comes from the nursing perspective. And as nurses in a hospital, we often struggle with caring for patients in a way that is empathetic. We struggle. There is a lot of press given around weight stigma. And sometimes the healthcare worker is the same as anyone else. And they have some of those emotions in their own heart. And
so you're saying they may actually carry this weight stigma. They may feel that the obese patient is not...
is to blame or has had a lot to do with their own condition. As nurses, we have to really kind of put those emotions in check, meet the patient where they are on their healthcare continuum. And so once the nurse is able to do that and able to recognize that this is a patient who just needs some help, the challenges then become things like proper kinds of equipment. Larger patients need wheelchairs that are wider, for example. They need lifting equipment that is capable of heavier loads than some of the standard in-house patient equipment that we use. So if the equipment is available for the nurse to use, sometimes the nurse has not been trained on how to use it. So those are two nursing challenges that I see on the floors in our hospitals today.
It also has been suggested in some of the things I came across that obese patients or very overweight patients may also be less likely to seek out certain preventative services like pelvic exams or pap smears, and they may also, as a result, delay medical care in general because of their own feelings of, or concerns about disparagement by physicians and healthcare workers. Have you seen that as well?
I have. There are a lot of people in our community that essentially avoid healthcare for exactly the reasons that you're talking about. There is a, back to the weight stigma, there is a sense that they will be mistreated because they they face it in everyday life. The media portrays a image that one should be thin and one should be fit. And for a very obese person, there's the idea that when they come to a healthcare setting, they might be not treated as well as they could be.
But in addition to that, are there actually physical barriers by their size to adequate, for example, physical examination or even palpation of abdominal mm-hmm. pelvic organs, those kinds of things? I mean, just the mere size, does that affect the way they are examined and perhaps the ability to determine or discover medical issues? Potential problems.
Absolutely. Again, from the nursing perspective, we auscultate, which means put a stethoscope on a patient's chest. And there is more tissue between the skin and the heart. And so in that example, it's harder to hear the accuracy of the heart sounds. And so, yes, assessment is impacted by the obese.
Do you also find, though, we've been talking about their fear perhaps of disparagement, that these patients and maybe delay medical care, but also may have, because of poor self-esteem, potentially depression, some of the things you've mentioned. How does it manifest itself in terms of compliance, the ability to adhere to things the doctors ask them to do, or even self-care? Are you seeing that as well?
Yes, we do see that. Patients struggle sometimes with some of the most basic needs, things as simple as keeping their bodies clean and dry. It becomes a challenge if their skin folds are so large that their arms are not physically able to get underneath that fold, keep it clean and dry. And so things, mechanical things do impact how the obese person lives day to day.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen here with registered nurse Casey Hammerly. Excuse me, she's the program coordinator for the bariatric surgery program at Upstate Medical University. We're talking about the special challenges that overweight or obese patients have themselves and present to healthcare workers or providers. So as we were saying, it's difficult to actually provide this kind of healthcare treatment to overweight mm-hmm. patients for many of the reasons, both in terms of their size and the needs in terms of the supplies and equipment, and they're maybe not always available. Is there special help for nurses currently in place, for example, in your program, to train these nurses as to how to manage this equipment, to secure this equipment, and help provide for these patients?
The answer to that is yes. There are opportunities for nurses to learn more about safe patient handling, which includes the equipment as well as how to assist a larger patient as they ambulate in the hallway. We have here at Upstate opportunities for nurses to learn through a variety of methods. One of the methods that I personally have been involved with is a Blackboard, which is kind of an asynchronous learning. The nurse is able to log on to a computer-based web learning system, and they look at how to care for the large patient, including the safe patient handling, including some challenges that they might not have even thought about before. For example, as a patient's body becomes more and more obese, their center of gravity changes. And as a patient's center of gravity changes, the patient is at a higher risk of falling while walking in the hallway.
So there are very special accommodations then you must be prepared to make.
Correct.
How about things like providing larger sized examination gowns, armless chairs, all those kinds of things? Are they becoming more readily available?
They are. There are many vendors out in the marketplace who do now have larger gowns and equipment to care for the patient, both durable medical equipment as well as some of the supplies. Things as simple as socks that fit their feet while they're here in the hospital.
What do you think, in general, as a result of what you've seen so far, is most helpful in the advice that you may give to your patients who may be dealing with a lot, you know, being obese or just very, very overweight?
I have learned so much from this patient population. They have really rewarded me by teaching me things like many of them have adaptive equipment in their own home. And I...
Can you give us examples of what that means?
Sure. There was a patient I took care of who her son took a commode and actually lowered it by sawing the legs off the not completely off, but he lowered the height of the commode for her. And so this facilitated her getting to the commode at the bedside as opposed to having to use a bedpan or walking all the way to the bathroom. And so this lower commode was something that she brought with her to the hospital. And I thought, wow, that's a really great idea. Here's a person who has had a struggle and has found a solution to her struggle. And she also taught me things like sometimes the bed, the height of the bed is a challenge for a shorter person. Her son, again, built her these platforms that she would step on the platform to be able to get herself into the bed. That commode and platform she brought with her when she was admitted to the hospital.
So is that part of something you would advise your patients to do if they knew they were coming in for a hospitalization to try to bring adaptive equipment along
Absolutely.
With them?
If they have it at home and it works for them, I would encourage people to bring that kind of equipment with them.
So go ahead. You were going to say something else?
No, I was just going to kind of tell another little story about a patient who also taught me that we're not alone in this. I had the distinct pleasure to work with a woman who was around 800 pounds. And her medical condition became pretty acute. She needed to be admitted to the hospital. She lived in a trailer. And if you can imagine what a trailer looks like, an 800-pound person is not coming in and out of the door of a trailer freely. She truly was homebound. What she did is that she called her local fire company, and that fire company knew of her situation, and they knew that if there were ever a true emergency, that it wouldn't be as simple as opening the front door and assisting this person to walk out the door. They came up with a plan, and they actually had to cut a larger hole in her trailer to get her out. So I would encourage people who are homebound in that type of a situation to give a call to their local fire department so that in case an emergency does arise, the fire company is aware of their situation and better prepared to care for them.
So overall, how do you feel that our hospital or clinics in general and staffing training has changed or is changing to meet the special needs now of such a large number of potential patients?
One thing that I have seen change drastically in the last few years is that we do what I call sensitivity training. And that, again, comes back to the weight stigma and helping healthcare providers meet the patients where they are in their healthcare continuum.
And also perhaps encourage them to have an active life, if possible, and a fulfilling life, obviously,
Absolutely.
As much as is possible.
Yes.
Casey, this has been very informative. I appreciate your coming in. My guest has been registered nurse Casey Hammerly. She's the program coordinator for the bariatric surgery program at Upstate Medical University. Once again, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Linda Cohen. You're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.